at voiceamitywater.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceamitywater.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Bob Rainier, and we're going to be talking about what's happening as far as our housing industry, the finances. Bob, thank you so very much for being with us this morning, and perhaps you could tell our listeners just a little bit about your background and the cause of your concern.
Well, sure, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me on. My background?
And the cause of your concern.
Started out in the jewelry industry. I owned several full-scale jewelry stores for approximately 15 years, and I started my, quote, financial education via those stores because on a daily basis when you own a retail outlet, you have to manage inventory, and every day the price of the gold and silver would be different, and it really didn't make a lot of sense to me. It didn't seem to follow supply and demand. It didn't seem to follow any of the natural laws. So the more I started looking into it, the more I opened up Pandora's box of global economics. And after I had sold my stores off, I became a personal investor. And for several years, that's how I supported myself. And that led to some local investment groups, and then finally our first newsletter, and then finally InvestYourself.com was born in 1997.
All right, fine. Well, did you eventually come to the conclusion that maybe somebody was manipulating the gold and silver markets?
Oh, absolutely. It's the most highly manipulated market on Earth, gold and silver.
And I think that people really need to know that. And this, of course, is illegal, but legality really doesn't matter. There are people above the law, the people who make the laws and run the government, and they can manipulate gold and silver. That is one of the very essences, because gold and silver is the basis of money, and if you can keep the price of gold and silver off balance and certainly unresponsive to what's happening financially, you control the monetary system, a paper system, which gives some people great wealth and eventually impoverishes everyone. Go ahead.
Absolutely. That job one at the Federal Reserve and the central banks around the world is to keep a lid on gold and silver, because they are and always have been historically true money. It's in direct competition to the fiat money that they print and create out of thin air. So they have to keep the price and the value of these metals down as best they can so that it doesn't compete with their bogus currencies. And they do it every single day. Like you say, it's absolutely illegal, but the people behind this, the elitists that pull those strings, they're well above any law. The SEC isn't going to be looking at them. The commodity traders, government regulators aren't going to be looking at them. It just takes place every day.
Okay. So what do you foresee happening in the future as things unfold? And what are your real concerns now you'd like to bring to our listeners?
Well, unfortunately, there's a plethora of things, and you almost shudder every day when you wake up and you go to hit your news aggregator or your news station. You almost shudder because every single day there's some new type of lunacy that's being proposed or push down our throats, and the pace of it is just incredible. So you can't just pick on one particular topic and say, boy, this is what I'm worried about. I'm worried about a plethora of things. We've got runaway debt that can't be repaid. The nation is technically bankrupt by any accounting standard. The people who were so gracious around the world to lend us money to keep our Ponzi scheme going have finally realized that there's no end game, and they're looking to get out. So the list is long.
All right, fine. So what does the average individual out there in the listening audience do to protect themselves?
Well, we've always looked at the situation as you create your own economies. And I mean that by when these large agendas are being pushed around, the little guy can't stop them by himself. The best thing that he can do is take care of himself and his family. And there are specific ways that you can help yourself out in what's coming down the pike at us. And it does start with gold and silver. That's an incredibly important thing that everybody needs to have, quote, some of. But the whole concept of live within your means, eliminate as much debt as you can possibly eliminate, invest properly and wisely, don't be afraid to put in a lot of hard work to get yourself through these tough times, and just watch your spending habits. One of the most interesting things that we noticed as we were doing a lot of surveys and a lot of just keeping an eye on the average Joe, if you would, is that the average Joe really doesn't have a handle on what he spends on a daily basis. So you might stop at your local coffee emporium. You might get your latte in the morning and a roll, and you don't notice that $4.85. But you know what? If you do that 5 days a week, and you do it every week in a month, at the end of the month, you're up to almost $100 that you spent, and that's real money gone. And people don't notice it. So there's a lot of things that the average guy can do to take care of his own local economy, which is himself and his family.
Well, I'm sure there is. And I'm sure that people are really going to have to assess what's really important as the economy continues to shrink. What do you think about all this massive infusion of money that the government's doing to try to stimulate the economy?
Well, it's exactly diametrically opposed to what should take place. You know, it's a long, long story, but this country was built on the concept of a free market. It was built on the concept of hard work and getting ahead. You let the strong survive, and you let the weak fail, and the strong will pick up the pieces from the weak and become even stronger. And that's what built us. Unfortunately, because of politics and because of the banking elites that run our show, no one wants to let the chips fall. No politician has the backbone to stand up and say, hey, what we really need here is to take our medicine, to live through some tough times, and get this over with.
Well, hang on. We'll be back in just a moment with Bob and Air. We'll explore what's going on financially and invite your calls here in America.
Good news. The March of Faith Ministries presents Pastor Samuel Santos. Come and hear Pastor Santos, the man who died twice. In a 22-year span, he has been in three airplane accidents. 19 years ago, he fell on the ice and lost his memory totally. Doctors told his wife because of his age, he would never be normal again. This testimony can make a great impact in your life. In the last 15 years, Brother Santos has been used by God in a mighty way in the communist country of Cuba, establishing Bible schools all over that country. In the last 2 years, 2008 and 2009, he graduated 2,638 students. Pastor Santos will be speaking at the Berthoud Community Center, 248 Welch Avenue at 7:30 p.m. June 5th and 6th. The Johnstown Town Hall at 101 Charlotte Avenue, 7:30 p.m. June 12th and 13th. At the Milliken Town Hall, 1101 Broad Street, 7:30 p.m. June 19th and 20th. And in the town of Meade, 441 3rd Street, June 26th and 27th. For more information, call 303-883-5674.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution,
RDS Environmental in Lafayette salutes all our area students and graduates for their accomplishments. With prom night and graduation right around the corner, sometimes common sense and safety get pushed aside. Parents, talk to your kids and remind them about the dangers of drinking and driving. That message, courtesy of RDS Environmental at 1365 Forest Park Circle in Lafayette. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess Bob Renner talking really about what's happening financially, about really the manipulation of our economy by the elite, and of course people are going to have to try to survive on their own. And certainly Bob's talking about the necessity of cutting back, getting out of debt, but certainly, you know, we're going to do you think that we're over the worst of the economy, as the government's trying to tell us? Or do you think that this is going to continue for a good while? And how does this all fit into what's happening as far as the housing market is concerned? A lot of people are still losing their homes, despite all the protests of the government that they're going to solve the problem.
Unfortunately, no, this isn't over, and it's not over by a long shot. I mean, right now, we are in a little bounce. You'll hear a lot about green shoots and a lot of happy talk on the financial stations, and the worst is behind us, and all the rhetoric that comes with the fact that they've created a consumer nation, and if the consumer isn't feeling well, if he doesn't feel giddy and happy, he's not consuming. He's not buying things that he really doesn't need with money that he doesn't really have. But that's what the government wants us to do. So we've got a little bounce going on right now, and the rhetoric is awfully strong, but frankly, it's the ultimate in sucker's rally, so to speak. Nothing goes straight up, nothing goes straight down. So yeah, we are in a bounce period right now. The market's moved up substantially. People are feeling a little bit better. A lot of people are really starting to think that maybe they've gotten it right finally, and it's all going to straighten out. But it's an illusion. It's smoke and mirrors. And near the end of this year, most of these programs will have been seen to have failed, and we'll head back down again, both economically and as far as the financial situation, the stock markets. The housing situation, unfortunately, is indeed far from over. This is the, quote, springtime buying season, and most of the housing sales that are taking place are still foreclosure sales and or short sales at the bank. We have, unfortunately, some bad data coming at us as we near the end of the year, and I'll explain that. We're all familiar with the subprime mortgages that exploded first. Well, unfortunately, in the last 3 weeks, we learned that for the very first time, prime mortgage default has outpaced subprime mortgage default.
Now you're going to have to define that.
Well, you know, the subprime loans were the people that really should have never, ever been granted a mortgage. We have documented cases of part-time workers at McDonald's buying $450,000 houses. Well, obviously that was lunacy. That was insanity. But it was the issue of the day. It was the agenda to let the housing bubble roll on. So those loans obviously went belly up first as housing rolled over and the economy crashed. They were the first casualties because they should have never been there. But a secondary problem has arisen, and that is the people that truly did qualify for a mortgage and truly were good credit risks. Unfortunately, because of the economy and the job situation, so many of them have lost their jobs or have been scaled down in wages or hours worked. They can no longer afford their mortgage payments, and they are defaulting at a faster clip than those subprime people. That's a problem.
And, of course, some of these would be called prime loans. They were the one people put down 20%, but now they just don't have any money to make the payments on their home, and a lot of those are going to lose their homes, and more homes are going to come on the market, driving the price down further and further. And the government has all of these wonderful programs to help us, and, oh, shucks, but they just don't seem to be working.
No, they don't seem to be working, and it's simple logics. If a person really didn't have the ability to pay a $2,000 a month mortgage, and they go to one of these restructuring plans, and they rejigger that down to $1,600 a month, if he couldn't make the $2,000, is he really going to be able to make the $1,600? And the facts show that no. 58% of the mortgages that have been reworked are also falling into default. So the plans all sounded good. It breathed some new hope into people. But what has to happen, the laws of nature can't be repealed, no matter how many billions they throw at it. And we had an unsustainable bubble, and that bubble has to correct all the way down. And it's just not done correcting.
No, and they're not letting it go down as it should. Of course, it never should have been there in the first place, but so much of what they're doing to correct it just isn't working. I remember the Hope for Homeowners program that came out. It was going to help 400,000 homeowners. They put in billions of dollars, $3 or $4 billion, in the Hope for Homeowners program. And look it up on the Internet. Out of the 400,000 homes that were supposed to be saved, well, one mortgage was saved. Now, they have other programs that have worked somewhat better than that, but I think that's a pretty good example of how the government works to help the homeowners. But it's a great slogan, and everybody believes it. They're really there to help me. And, of course, what they don't understand is the government's created the problem, and I believe some people at least know exactly what they're doing. Well, what message would you like to leave with our listeners today? You know, you mentioned that they should just try to get out of debt, that they should watch their spending. But, you know, this is going to go on for a long, long while, it looks to me like.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to go on for quite a while. We probably won't see the real bottom of all of this until somewhere late in 2011. For right now, we're just going down. It's almost like going down a flight of steps, and you go down 10 steps, and then you hit a landing, and you catch your breath, and you pause for a little while, and then you resume your steps lower. And that's exactly what's happening. All of the monies that they're printing out of thin air have kept the economy and the markets from crashing straight down, so we can go down this flight of steps. But all that really does is prolong the pain over a much longer period of time. And for the individual, the person that has always lived within his means and didn't take on ridiculous debt, frankly, if they can stay employed, if they can find ways to, you know, keep their idle time productively employed, they're going to be okay. The people that are in, of course, the biggest problem are the people that are already swimming in debt and are desperate to find some way to relieve it. Those people do have a rough row to hoe, and there is no easy answer for them. Some of these government programs are going to help some of these type of people, but it's not going to be easy. There is pain to be had. When you're sick, unfortunately, you have to take medicines that sometimes not only taste bad, they actually hurt you for a while before they help you, and that pain is still to come for a lot of people.
All right, now, do you publish a newsletter, or what do you do at the present time to try to inform people about what's going on?
Yes, we do. We run investyourself.com, and Invest Yourself was indeed started to help the average person understand the real workings behind the scenes of the economy, of the stock markets. And we started in 1997, a teaching tool, if you would. People people couldn't make sense out of what they were hearing on their nightly news or on the financial statements. Well, we boil it down into things that people can understand. And we produce a free newsletter that goes out twice a week on Sundays and Wednesdays. And no topic is off topic, so to speak. We'll discuss everything from U.S. history to you name it. But we do it based on reality, not pie-in-the-sky dreams and hopes. We base it on what's really going on. So I would invite your people to stop by and take a free subscription. It's absolutely free. And the other thing that we do offer, we have a toll-free number, which is 877-877-4201. And that's a hard-copied, if they call, they'll receive a hard-copied report about money and gold and how they're both the most manipulated items on Earth. And that's a very, very good place for people to start.
I think we've got a caller. Do we have a caller online? I guess we don't have a caller. Okay, I thought I heard somebody beeping there. Go ahead. Go ahead, Bob.
Oh, that's okay. If the people call the 800 number, we're not going to try and sell them anything. We just need a contact info so we can send them a hard copy. But it's a pretty lengthy report, probably printed out at 13 pages or more. And I think it's a real eye-opener. It'll give people a lot of history about how we've ended up where we are and why the metals are so important. Why, if they do have the ability to buy some physical gold, some physical silver, why it's such a good idea for a store of value.
Well, certainly it's a store of value that has been around for thousands of years, and I think people sleep a lot better. I'll tell you what, the people of went into gold and silver several years ago are able to sleep today. The people who are in the stock market hoping against hope that the market's going to continue going up and then we're going to recoup their massive losses, because so many people look back to the time when it was 14,000 and of course they lost certainly many of them 40% or more of their life savings, and they're hoping it's going to come back again, but I think that's really a false hope. I think we're being manipulated. The whole thing is being manipulated. When we see General Motors, the largest corporation in the United States, going into bankruptcy, and the very same day they go into bankruptcy, the market goes up 200 points, you know it's manipulated.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what's funny, Doctor, is that back in 2000, we started pounding the table on gold. We said, look, within 10 years, gold will be $1,000 an ounce. And it's very hard to be proud of what you've said and done without sounding pompous, but we really did. We did predict that. We did predict quite a few of the things that we're going through right now. And at the time, it sounded absurd. You could almost hear the snickering and people rolling their eyes and saying, this guy's a loony bin. But over the years, as those projections have worked out the way that we thought they would, it's interesting that some of those same people have come back to us and said, hey, I'm sorry, I thought you were nuts, and here we are. Gold is where you said it was going to be, and I can't believe that you made such an amazing call almost 10 years ago. But it wasn't because we were prescient or, you know, we have a crystal ball. We just simply lined up the dots, connect the dots far enough, and you'll see the big picture. And the big picture pointed to the very things that we're going through right now. So even though gold has come up to the $1,000 level, and of course the central bankers will tell you that it's worthless, get out of it, it doesn't do anything for you, the fact is it will be going higher as they keep devaluing our dollars.
Well, because my belief is that the central bankers quietly are accumulating gold, refusing to sell what they have. I mean, they've sold an awful lot, but it hasn't been bought by the little guy. It's been bought by the big guys as they shift it from one pocket to another. And I suspect that some people of great wealth are accumulating a tremendous amount of gold at the present time, knowing full well this whole house of cards is going to come tumbling down. In fact, it's in the process of tumbling down today. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, a comment, my telephone number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. But people are going to have to start looking after themselves today. The government's not going to solve this problem. The government, of course, is running up massive debts, which will eventually result in the destruction of the value of our paper currency. In fact, could very well lead to the end of the reserve status of the American currency, which would plunge the entire world into chaos. And this is where we're standing. In fact, that's what Henry Kissinger said. We have two alternatives, nations, the new international order or chaos. Which one do you want? Be right back. Give us a call, 970-389-5555.
A female listener to KHNC is looking for two female roommates, preferably 45 years and up. She has available one bedroom with cable TV and all utilities included for $440, and a one bedroom no cable, all utilities included for $425. Shared extra large bathroom, fenced yard, and pets are negotiable. Call 970-667-0710. That's 970-667-0710. Large living room, family room, and great neighbors.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national $1 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us 800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Our friends at the Wild Bird Center take this special time to remind listeners that our children and young adults are our future. That's why we need to educate them on the dangers of drug abuse, so take a moment to let them know you care. That's from your friends at the Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and her staff are always working to make our area a safer place to live for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation, call today, 303-758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you a happy Memorial Day. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, I understand back here at the American Network, our guest is pointing Bob Rainier. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255 if you'd like to give us a call and have a question or comment. But we are certainly in the midst of the worst financial contraction that has taken place in literally hundreds of years. And this is not simply an American phenomenon. It is all throughout the entire world, and it was planned that way, at least in my estimation, as our major banks sold what they knew were fraudulent collateralized debt obligations and ABS, that's the asset-backed securities, and all these other so-called structured investment vehicles, rated AAA, insured by derivative contracts with no money behind them. The difficulty is that many of the banks throughout the world are in on the scam, because they're not bringing lawsuits against the major banks that sold what they knew were fraudulent financial vehicles. There's no way you can certainly take somebody who's making working at McDonald's and sell them a $400,000 home and, you know, certainly with an adjustable rate mortgage and not know that down the line that mortgage is going to default They knew it was going to happen. They carried out this scam. It's bringing the whole world financial system down. So what's going to happen? Where do we go from here, Bob?
Your assumption there was absolutely correct. This wasn't by accident. A lot of people are still under the delusion that, you know, we had a big train wreck that was just a big series of oops and good ideas gone bad. Well, that's just simply not true. This is a coordinated effort around the world to drop the standards of living mostly here in the West. And where do we go from here? This will continue on until eventually the dollar is devalued to the point where a new world reserve currency will be issued. There's no question about that. And the reason, of course, which I think is really a disaster, a lot of people don't see it, is that the rest of the world boomed on the shoulders of the American consumer. The American consumer was allowed to have just unrelenting credit, any amount of credit, people with $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 worth of credit cards, and they ran them up. And they used them to buy all manner of goods, and most of those goods were produced overseas. So as those countries were booming, manufacturing all the toys and widgets that we love to buy here, their economies boomed. And now that the American consumer has been pretty well throttled, they're all throttled. And this is a global phenomenon, and none of those countries are strong enough internally to pick up the slack. So it's a concerted effort now all the way around the world to try and reach the boom times. Well, that can't happen again. It's simply impossible. So we do have a synchronous slowdown around the globe that has a long way to go before it hits rock bottom. And it's when we do hit rock bottom, I think that that's when people like yourself, me, and all the other millions now that are finally really paying attention to the cons and the swindles that we've been subject to for the last 30, 40, 50 years are really going to become vocal to the point where it's going to be a very interesting time a couple of years out from now to see the social situation here in the States.
Well, we'll either move into a fascist society or into a free society. If we run into a free society, it's going to mean we're going to have to do away with the Federal Reserve System. There is no way you can have a small group of people who control the monetary system and have individual freedom. Well, certainly, you know, I guess what we really need to do, if we wanted to solve the problem, was to increase saving and increase production. And, of course, what the administration is doing is trying to get people to increase consumption, you know, and to increase borrowing. We've got to have more borrowing and consumption rather than production, savings, and consumption. We've got to begin producing more, but we're not. General Motors is moving its centers for production offshore, and certainly everything is being done to encourage our industries to move offshore. You mentioned that they wanted to lower living standards here in the United States. Why would anybody want, in their right mind, want to lower living standards here?
Because we're anathema to the rest of the world. You know, the average American, just the simple guy that goes to work every day and comes home, lives higher on the hog than the finest kings that the Bible talks about. We have television and heat and air conditioning and every creature comfort known to man. And yet this small band of 320 million people that live in this country live so much higher than the other 5 billion people in the world that the inequality between this was so great, we either had to raise, not we, the central planners, if you would, either had to raise the entire world's standards to match ours or bring us down more to match theirs. And it was certainly easier to affect 300 million than 5 billion. So our standard of living in many ways has been eroding for the last 20 years as inflation has eaten our wages, as our education system has been dumbed down, as, you know, we talk about having the finest medical in the world, and yet our death rates place us at like 48th on the list. We don't live as long as people in France, people in Russia. So the whole push from this elitist establishment for the last 25 to 30 years has been to bring down America to become more in line with the rest of the world, and we're well on our way.
And I think that's absolutely right. I think it's so very difficult for the average American to believe there is an organized effort to lower our living standards, but that's really what it's all about. That's what the green energy scam is all about, so they can raise the price of your electricity. And, of course, what that will do as far as the individual, you're not going to be able to have electric heat and electric power, and you're going to have to cut back on your use of electricity in every form. Of course, it's going to cripple our industries. Why? Because they're all dependent upon power, upon electricity to function. So they're going to have to move to other countries where they're allowed to have nuclear power, where it's encouraged, where they can keep the cost of nuclear and other types of power low. But they don't want that here. They want to create a situation where our industries and manufacturing will have to move overseas so that we can lower the living standards here even further. And as incredible as it may seem to the average individual, there really are people whose loyalty is not to America, but to this globalist dream. And I think, Bob, that's really so vitally important. People understand that, but when you tell them, most of them don't really believe it, do they?
No. Oh, absolutely not. Unfortunately, or however you might want to classify that, we've been talking about this exact type of thing now for over 13 years on our website and through our newsletters. And you can hear the chuckling, and you know, these people think you wear tinfoil hats and you're a nut. The fact
well,
of the matter is...
One of these days you're going to be afraid you're not crazy. We'll be back in just a moment. Give us a call, 970-689-8255 here on the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan here, American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Bob Rainier, and if you're out there in the listening audience, our number 970-689-8255. 8255. We would love to hear from you, get your impression of what's going on today. But certainly, as we look at the financial situation, we realize that there is a ruling oligarchy that does have an agenda, and it does not include keeping America in the primary position as far as the world is concerned. It involves lowering our living standards, transferring our industries overseas, and they're doing a great job on that. And there's not one person in 100 in America who really understands that what's taking place is not by accident. It's not that these people are incompetent. They're brilliant. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to learn. Well, Bob, you know, certainly you obviously are knowledgeable. You understand what's going on. But you mentioned earlier that when you try to tell people, they really don't want to hear it, do they?
It's not that they don't want to hear it. I mean, there's a, you know, some element of truth in that, sure. But it sounds so antithetical to what they believe. You know, we love to look at our flag and place our hand on our heart and say the pledge. And, you know, this is America. This was built on principles that when you go against that grain, and they look at you like you're a lunatic, you're nuts, this can't be happening, this is America. But sure enough, it is happening. So, you know, we walk that fine line all the time because we do produce a financial newsletter. Hey, and get more in depth, you know, I could increase my membership fourfold by going along with the happy talk and going along with the rah-rah and going along with everything we're doing is great and just buffaloing the people like most of the things that you see on TV. But I can't do that. I'm not built that way. So I have to put out the real deal. And interestingly enough, people will stop by and they'll get the letter, and out of 1,000 people that pick up the free newsletter, half of them will consider us nuts. This can't be correct. You're crazy. And off they go. The other half will stick around and become members and stay with us. And they're the people I'm very proud of. They're the people that aren't going through the nightmares of the average Joe today. They're the people that did stop the reckless spending, did buy some gold and silver, did well-placed trades along the way. I mean, the market's, and you still can play in the stock market. You just can't buy and hold forever. So, yeah, most people, it's not that they don't want to hear it. It's just so far off of what they've been brought up to believe that it sounds insane.
Oh, I think we may have a caller this time. Do we have a caller? Well, I keep hearing a beep there, and then nobody's there. I guess somebody's we're getting a beep from some other place. No, there's no caller there.
Okay.
Okay, fine. My number is 970-689-8255, and Bob was simply talking about his newsletter. Did you want to get your telephone number out there one more time in case people would like to get your material?
Well, I sure would. Thank you. It's 877-877-4201. Totally free call, totally free report. And I really do believe it's a good report. And for the person that is listening in your audience and saying, boy, what we're listening to here just sounds so, how could this happen? This report will show you exactly how this has happened over time and where we are now. And I think you'll have a much better basis in understanding where things are going forward.
Well, they're certainly going, and they're going at a tremendous clip, and people need to be aware of what's happening and position themselves, because most people are going to get wiped out financially before this is over. A lot of people have already been largely wiped out, but they don't understand what happens when you destroy the value of a currency, which is exactly what the Federal Reserve System is doing today. Of course, they're supposed to be there protecting our currency, but these are smart people. They know what they're doing because they have a different loyalty. Their loyalty is not to the United States, but this globalist dream. And when you've got these people, who are certainly covered by the media, certainly they cannot be, sort of held responsible. Nobody in Congress has the courage to stand up against them, except Ron Paul. But still, you know, we saw how powerful they were when they got through the TARP legislation, the $700 billion of the Henry Paulson got so he could give to his buddies on Goldman Sachs, where he used to be CEO. $12.5 billion. Nobody suggested that was a conflict of interest. I always wonder why Henry Paulson quit his $35 million a year job, you know, working for Goldman Sachs to become Treasury Secretary to $180 million a year, but $180,000 a year, went from $35 million to $180,000 a year. But I'm sure that he'll be well rewarded by Goldman Sachs for how well he's taken care of them when he was the Secretary of the Treasury. We've got to get responsible people in government, not the same old corrupt people who reward their friends and themselves and then retire happily as the American taxpayer, of course, stuck with the massive deficits and the destruction of the value of our currency and the impoverishment of our people. We need to get some new blood in government. How are we going to do it, Bob? How are we going to change the direction we're going?
That's an incredibly good question, and it's one that's deeper than most people have put any thought into, and I'll tell you why I say that. This, too, will probably sound kind of off the wall to the average guy, but if you think about it, it is indeed the way things were designed. And what I mean by this is we have a two-party system, and any time, you know, one party seems like they're doing something bizarre, the roar and the upcry from the masses is, well, we'll vote these bums out. We can't wait for the next election. We'll get rid of them, and we'll put our guys in. Well, unfortunately, both sides of that aisle take their marching orders from these globalist banker elites, whether it's through the fact that they got their positions through campaign donations, lobbyists, etc.
Hey, we're out of time, Bob. I will have to carry on the conversation some other time. We're out of time. God bless. Thanks for being with us. I guess it's been Bob Rainier, and appreciate your time. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Every year, a prom or graduation is ruined by an intoxicated driver. Parents, talk to your young adults about the dangers and consequences of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Remember, celebrating safely creates happy memories for everyone. This message from Jambalaya is you'll enjoy excellent food, beverages, plus top service while you're there. Enjoy the specials listed on their complete menu. They're open hours that are convenient for you, so stop by soon for that family treat. That's Jambalaya's at 109 Colorado Avenue in Moreno. Bring all your friends and family in before graduation or call ahead for larger special orders or parties. Donna and staff are proud of our graduates. Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here. We do hope you enjoyed our conversation this morning. How do you make any sense out of what's going on today? Well, let me suggest my financial Armageddon syllabus. It comes with a DVD. You can get the DVD by itself or the syllabus, but the two of them together would give you a tremendous insight into what's going on. And, of course, it will help you to grasp the significance of what's taking place and hopefully position yourself so you're not going to get wiped off with everybody else. That's the Financial Armageddon. It is a DVD, PowerPoint presentation with a syllabus. We also have a four-tape set by exactly the same title, Financial Armageddon. It's my interviews with some of the leading people of our time. We have an interview with Mr. Salenti, who's almost given the status of being a prophet by many of our newsletter writers, but he does a good job, fascinating information. Bob Chapman, some of the other people we interview on a regular basis on what is happening financially. So that's the Financial Armageddon 4 CD set. The talk we recommend is on a DVD, and it will give you real insight into what's taking place. And, of course, it did not happen by accident. It was all planned, long-range planning. They passed the law so that there would be no restriction on usury back in 1980. They knew it was going to happen. They changed the bankruptcy laws back in 2006. So they make it more difficult for you to go bankrupt, encouraging people to take on. So the Financial Armageddon talk, I think, will give you tremendous insight, information you're not going to get elsewhere. And then why? And who is Barack Obama? Who is he really? What is the force behind him? Was it simply the bankers, or was there another force that most people have no idea working behind the scenes? So anyway, that's the Financial Armageddon. Of course, we had the talk we gave several years ago called the Financial Tsunami. And from a historical point of view, of course, we were telling you exactly what was going to happen. I think the talk was 2006, or 2005 or 2006. It comes with an excellent syllabus, gives you an insight into, of course, how it all fits together, where the gold is, what the various terms is, what the derivatives of crisis is. And, of course, that's going to be the final bubble. When that goes, that takes down the whole world financial system. And we have, the government has taken on AIG. And, it's too big to fail. We're going to stand behind it. We already own 60 or 80% of this company that has trillions of dollars of derivative contracts, so-called CDS, credit default swaps. Where's the trillions of dollars going to come from? Well, that's all right. We'll just make it out of thin air. And then, of course, we'll get rid of that before it becomes a burden. And ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to get rid of it. They are intentionally going to bring down our monetary system. When you understand that, it all makes sense. You need to get the book, The Coming Battle. It was written back in 1899, telling about the battle between the banks and people who wanted to be free. The Money Creators, written in 1935 by Gertrude Krugman. And Sidney, you need to get the Creature from Jekyll Island by Ed Griffin. You need to have the information. You need to understand if you're going to survive. The book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy by Professor Sutton. The book, Fiat Money Inflation in France. All of these vitally important. So, well, we're out of time. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because America is. Today until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and duck tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in